This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. So, again, visit freetalklive.com. You'll actually find out the main feature allows you to make suggestions to the show, to, with other listeners, get together to figure out what's the most important item for our listening audience, collectively, if you will, which I'm sure is a term that turns a lot of our listeners off. But that's the only way that we can do it, because it's a website that allows you to vote with other listeners on what you like. And you can actually submit what you like to the site, and then other listeners will vote on that. And they'll either vote it up or down, and then the items with the most votes, the most positive votes, that is, will make it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there, open up yourself a free account, and enjoy. Have yourself a good time, because it's all totally free. All right, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up here tonight, I said a couple days ago that I had some corrupt cop stories. We never got to them. I think we are way overdue for some corrupt cops. So it's been a while, and it's not because we don't have the stories every week or the items to share with you. There are always fresh corrupt cop stories. It's just that, you know, show is open phones. We go anywhere. We talk about anything, and it's not always about corrupt cops. So the folks over at the Drug Reform Coordination Network, StopTheDrugWar.org, put together a little email once a week, the Drug War Chronicle, which I highly recommend if you are one who follows the war on drugs and is interested in ending it. This is a good organization that really keeps an eye on all of the various different goings on in that realm. So it's not just a United States thing. They cover international stories as well. They cover the stuff that's happening inside the system. They even covered the 420 civil disobedience when it was happening here in Keene, or as it is happening here in Keene. So they do a great job, as does, of course, copblock.org, who brings you this particular story. Or series of stories, rather, because there's always multiple. Every single week, as part of their Drug War Chronicle, there are always the corrupt cop stories. So here you go. In New York City, a NYPD narcotics detective was arrested Tuesday for forcing the girlfriend of a drug suspect to have sex with him in a police station bathroom by threatening to lock her up. Detective Oscar Sandino, a 13-year veteran, allegedly arrested a drug suspect in Queens in 2008 and ordered the suspect's girlfriend to take off her clothes at the residence. Once at the station house, he told her that she would be jailed and would lose custody of her children, but that he could prevent those things from happening if she'd just have sex with him.
He was right.
And she complied, but reported him upon her release the next day. He's also accused of extorting sexual favors from two other women, and he's charged with three misdemeanor counts of violating the civil rights of the three women. He's looking at up to 3 years in prison. And also in New York City, got three New York City stories here.
3 years in prison? Are you telling
for forcing me sex on a woman? Basically.
This isn't.
That's rape.
Yeah, you're telling me this isn't rape? I mean, I can't imagine that anyone would. The average individual wouldn't have gotten 30.
Yeah, normally when.
What, three instances? What, this one instance and then two other women?
Correct. So he only had three misdemeanor counts of what they call violating the civil rights of the three women. You know, for you and I, Mark, if we were to make a threat like, well, we're going to steal your children unless you have sex with us.
And lock you up in a cage.
Yeah, that's. I agree with you. That absolutely seems to qualify as rape. I mean, it's not your typical method of rape. You know, the typical
rape is an act of power, and that's what this is.
But when you hear about rape, you typically think of some scummy criminal in an alleyway attacking some woman and taking
advantage. In this case, it was a police station bathroom?
Yeah. Well,
he's a scummy criminal one way or the other.
Absolutely. I'm just saying that.
The thing I like to point out in these instances is even when they do catch the cop, when they do get him dead to rights and they actually, you know, go through with it, he still doesn't get what you and I would get.
Nope.
Why? Because he is your moral superior.
He's your better.
He is better than you. And that's how
it's
it works.
Nonsense.
He's an insider on the in the legal system, and therefore the legal system treats him better.
Treat him better.
If it was you and I, and you just ran around, flashing people, you'd probably get more time than this. I knew a guy in prison that had more time than this.
For flashing?
I think he may have reached out and touched the girl on a bicycle, and while doing it or whatever, and she fell off the bicycle.
Oh, okay.
And then so there was an injury, but he didn't like tackle her.
Yeah.
However, I mean, this guy did much, much worse.
Absolutely. It's just absolutely disgusting what the level of favoritism that is shown toward these people. And how many of them even looked at this guy? How many of his coworkers there in New York City, the bureaucrats, actually look at him as a rapist? I wonder about that.
No, tough break for old Johnny or whatever.
New York City, another story. Former NYPD officer pleaded guilty on May 13th to robbing drug dealers at gunpoint and restraining them with his police handcuffs. Jorge Arbaje Diaz admitted to being part of a crew that ripped off dealers in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and the Bronx. He even left his post patrolling the transit system to carry out one robbery while in uniform. So this guy resigned from the force after his 2008 arrest, and he's facing up to 20 years in prison. Although that's just the up to. That means what he's facing. It doesn't mean that's going to be anywhere near what he ends up getting.
Don't worry, we won't hear about it.
In New York City, a former NYPD officer was convicted last Friday of conspiring to rob a drug dealer, attempted theft, and unlawful use of a bulletproof vest, but acquitted of armed robbery charges. Hector Alvarez and his partner, Officer Miguel Castillo, had received a tip that a drug dealer kept loads of cash at his Rutherford, New Jersey home and decided to shake him down to the tune of $500,000. In May of 2007, the pair drove to his home and flashed a fake search warrant in a bid to get in, but the dealer refused to let them in and scuffled with them. They left empty-handed, but not before attracting the attention of a neighbor who called police. They were picked up as they headed for the Lincoln Tunnel. Castillo pleaded guilty in December to armed robbery and is now serving a 7-year sentence. Alvarez is looking at 5 to 10 years, but has already served 3 awaiting trial. There's more. In West Palm Beach, Florida, 11 state prison guards and 5 others have pleaded guilty to cocaine possession and conspiracy charges after a 2-year state and federal investigation into corruption in Palm Beach County prisons.
Yeah, this one's great, and this is, it's the Florida correctional system,
mm-hmm.
And having been in the Florida correctional system, it seems so silly to me. They get 11 people here.
Yeah.
They spend 2 years with the FBI investigating these people. Listen. Think about it for a second. How much money would you take to move cocaine to the from the outside of the prison to the inside of the prison? I mean, you've got kids to feed. You've got things you want to buy. The question isn't whether or not somebody will do it in most cases. It's how much they'll do it for. And that's what's so sad here. These people aren't bad people. They're just people who are trying to make ends meet. Correctional officers don't make that much money. They get more in West Palm than they do in mm-hmm. most of the state because there's this the sliding scale. But they're not bad people. They just want to make a few extra bucks, and this is a way to do it.
The cops that are robbing people are definitely bad people, though, as we mentioned
right.
earlier.
I'm talking about
robbery.
these law enforcement officers for the correctional system.
But that's just it. These positions of power attract the criminals, the absolute thugs, the psychopaths, the sadists. It attracts them, and it just attracts, like you say, normal people that are just looking for a job but are easily corruptible. And that's how it is. There's more, though, to the story. According to the Drug War Chronicle, the guards worked at Glades Correctional Institution, Florida Road Prison, and South Bay Correctional Institution. Another parallel probe by the sheriff's office in Palm Beach and the state's attorney resulted in the arrest of 6 more prison guards, this time on charges of bribery, induction of contraband into a correctional institution, and conspiracy. In St. Louis, a former jail guard was sentenced last Friday to 30 months in prison for smuggling what she thought was heroin for an inmate who was working with authorities. Peggy O'Neill had pleaded guilty to a felony
now
charge.
That's just a political thing. If they just got one officer, they were after them specifically. This is just, I can tell you that the officers moved drugs in. I knew names.
In Andover, Massachusetts, a former trial court officer was sentenced to 3 years in prison on federal drug distribution charges. It just goes on and on. There's more coming up. Your calls about anything, 800-259-9231. Take control. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI, toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Got a lot of different features on our website. Unlike those other talk show hosts, though, we give ours away. You can go and you can watch the webcam. You don't have to log in or pay any kind of fee. You just click and enjoy. Go to cam.freetalklive.com.
If you want to go see us on the cam, then we'll let you go see us on the cam.
Yep, so head on over. And you can actually chat with other people at the same time. So the webcam and the chat room all on the same page, all for free. at cam.freetalklive.com. Okay. Oh, by the way, Cam brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Okay. For how many summers have you tried to change your life, lose a little weight, eat healthier, exercise and more and stress less? Here's Mike Buck all the way from Hawaii and with how NatureBee's Plan B can help.
Hello there, Free Talk Live. And you're right. And it's going to be able to spread the word about Plan NatureBee. It's the best one your body could ask for. Look at this. It's so good. It comes from high in the southern Alps in clean green New Zealand. No pollutants, chemicals, or toxins of any kind, and you take these two little golden capsules every day like we do, I'll tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get every single one of the 22 essential elements for good health. You're going to fortify your immune system, and it doesn't matter what program you're on.
Yeah, I can really vouch for that. I've since I've been started taking NatureBee, you know, it's helped a digestional issue I had, and I have really never slept as soundly as I do on NatureBee. In other words, I feel great. Say more. Say no more. What's the deal? And how do we get NatureBee delivered right to our door, Mike?
You got it. You know what? Any one of those benefits is worth the price of admission. And speaking about that, it's really, really not expensive. 6 months supply of NatureBee, $99.95 plus delivery. We bonus Free Talk Live. There's three extra months. That's nine for the price of six with a money-back guarantee. And all you have to do is call toll-free all the way to Clean Green, Auckland, New Zealand, 866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. We're all over the internet at NatureBee. That's NatureBee.com.
Okay, everyone, get back on track with NatureBee, and don't forget their 100% money-back guarantee. Call the Plan B line at 1-866-834-8355 or go online to naturebee.com. And everybody who's bought the NatureBee so far and given us such great results, thank you. And trust me, this is a great product, NatureBee.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Mark, you've got something that you want to share about immigration. I know it's been beaten to death on this particular program.
Oh, I don't mind it on weeknights.
But, yeah, we're doing it on a weeknight so that way it doesn't get completely beaten down by phone calls. Normally on a Saturday night show, if anybody even mentions immigration, our viewpoints, if we speak our views on immigration, it's a guaranteed rest of the show will be about immigration. So it probably won't be the same here. We'll get to that. It's five. What is it?
It's the five rings of immigration hell.
The five rings of immigration hell. We'll find out what that's all about here. But also, right now, there was another story that I mentioned, I think it was last night, we also did not get to, from WJZ in Baltimore. Several Marylanders face felony charges for recording their arrests on camera, and others have been intimidated to shut their cameras off, and it's touched off a legal controversy. A man whose arrest was caught on video faces felony charges from the Maryland State Police for recording it on camera. Maryland State Police bureaucrat says, "We are enforcing the law, and we don't make any apologies for that."
Right. They don't. And as I understand this Maryland law, maybe I'm getting the story confused with some other location, but in this Maryland law, it's specifically designed not as the cops are charging them incorrectly as they do in so many places. This is specifically designed so that the police can arrest people for felony charges for filming them going about their duties.
Well, we knew it was that way in Illinois and in Massachusetts. I'm not sure about Maryland's law. I don't have the details on that, but let's learn more. Video of another arrest at the Preakness quickly made its way online, despite an officer issuing a warning to the person who shot it, saying, "Do me a favor and turn that off. It's illegal to videotape anybody's voice or anything else against the law in the state of Maryland." But is he right? Can police stop you from recording their actions, like a beating at the University of Maryland College Park? The ACLU says no, according to their spokesperson. For the government to be saying it has the power to prevent citizens from doing that is profoundly shocking, troubling, and particularly in the case of Maryland, simply flat out wrong. According to David Roach from the ACLU, under Maryland law, conversations in private cannot be recorded without the consent of both people involved. But can that be applied to incidents such as one caught on tape 3 years ago where a Baltimore officer arrested a teenager at the Inner Harbor in public? In fact, I think we talked about that when it happened. It was this out-of-control, just crazy cop that comes up and harasses some skateboarders. Yeah. When you tell me to turn it off, excuse me, when you tell me to turn it off because it's against the law, you've proven to me that I'm not secretly taping you, said law professor Byron Wonkrin. He doesn't have the right to say, if you don't stop recording me, I'm going to arrest you. Well, he can say whatever he wants to. The cops can lie to you to get you to obey them if they want.
Sure, they lie all the time to get compliance.
So he has a complete right to tell lies. It's just that what he's saying is that by their own rules, it shouldn't be illegal. The last official interpretation of Maryland's law came from the previous attorney general saying it was legal for officers to record video on dash cams. Delegates said, because again, it's always legal for them to record you in public, but you recording them is another story.
Well, that would be holding the government responsible, and nobody wants that.
Now, certainly not them. Delegate Sandy Rosenberg is pushing the current attorney general for his opinion on whether you can record them, too. He said if he finds there are circumstances where it's illegal under existing law to tape public actions by police or other officials, then it's appropriate for me to introduce a bill to change that statute. At this point, the attorney general has not indicated whether he will issue an opinion clarifying this law. And why should he? He has no obligation to do that. It's not his job to clarify the law for people,
Was it in Virginia where the I don't know, one of the head cops, I think it was the one of the persecutors there, basically said, this is what the police are there for. They're to protect you from this. You don't need to videotape them. it was just crazy to him. He was actually protecting or defending this. How can anyone say that it's my obligation to pay for police, but I shouldn't be able to watch them and film them
and show their actions
to someone else?
They're your supposed servants, but you can't provide evidence of what they're doing as your so-called servant.
Yeah. Right? Well, I think that nobody is really of the opinion that they are, in fact, servants, right? I mean, does anyone believe that?
I think people believe that. People tell them. We've heard people call in to allude to that idea that these are our servants and we need to get them under control.
Well, if you need to get them under control, then they aren't really your servants.
No, clearly they're not. But they still have this fantasy that, well, if we just elect the right people, they'll be servants again. I mean, we pay their paychecks, which you don't, actually. Is it your signature that's on the paychecks? Yeah, it's your money that's going into their paychecks, but you're not actually their employer. You don't actually have...
It's really not even your money because it's been stolen from you. You gave it up. You sent it to them. If a criminal steals your wallet and then goes buys himself a sandwich with it, is it your money he's buying the sandwich with?
Possibly.
I suppose you can call it that, but you're not eating the sandwich.
You can't prove that it's your money that he's spending on the sandwich, but yeah. There's a good chance.
I'm eating this sandwich for your own good.
1-800-259-9231. The five circles of immigration hell are coming up. We'll explain those and take your phone calls about whatever you might want to discuss. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and they include our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved at shrine.freetalklive.com. The five circles of immigration hell, Mark. This is from crack.com.
Yeah, and you know, I think that most people that are, you know, American citizens don't have, and they say things like, well, I respect immigrants.
They do it legal.
I just want them to do it legally, like my grandma and grandpa did, who came from faraway land.
Do it the right way. Yeah. Right way.
Because
it's right to bow down to bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. and do whatever the hell it is they tell you to. That's the right thing.
You can take that stand if you want, but I think that there's another position in there, which is, hey, you know, if you're, you know, immigrant grandparents from Ireland or, you know, Italy or wherever it is that they came from, came over in the late 19th century, early 20th century, they came over with an entirely different set of rules than people are dealing with now. You're comparing
entirely different federal government.
Yeah, you're not even comparing kumquats and grapefruits anymore. I mean, you're comparing a kumquat to a truckload of oranges. It's an entirely different thing. So this is from crack.com, and it's entitled "So You Want to Be an American: The Five Circles of Immigration Hell." Hardcore anti-immigrant types in places like, say, Arizona, say it's not about racism, it's the fact that people crossing the border are breaking the law. Sure, America.
National laws.
Sure, America's awesome, but the country lets you in, lets in a lot of immigrants through nice legal channels, right? Why don't these Mexicans just try it that way?
Well, having gone through immigration myself, and I should give this, this is C. Coville, is the only name that the author gives. Yeah. Having gone through immigration myself in 2009.
Oh, okay. Wow. So relatively recent.
The legal way. I can tell you right now there's a reason. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that breaking the law is the way to go, but I'm saying that when you make the legal pathway to something long, baffling, infuriating enough, many people are going to skip it in favor of the easy option, even if choosing that option makes them a criminal. So, are you part of the huddled masses yearning to breathe free as an American? No, you're probably part of the braying jerks that tell them they've got to go through this this mire here. All right, step one, the application.
This is da-da-da.
And they have a little time and a little cost for each one of these. So I'll give you the time and the cost. Step one, the application. 3 to 6 months, $1,000. As a bright-eyed Australian starting my immigration journey, I looked forward to my dealings with the American government. After all, these guys are powerful enough to run the whole world, right? Surely the whole operation must run pretty smoothly. I studied the instructions using my best. This guy speaks English. He's from Australia. Yeah. Studying my best American bureaucracy to English dictionary, carefully ticked the no box in the question asking, "Are you a terrorist?" Accordingly, I prepared all the pieces of information that the Department of Homeland Security requested, my original birth certificate, proof of citizenship, lists of every address I've ever lived at, details of every employer I've ever worked for, a police check, a dozen passport-sized photos, affidavits, a stack of financial documents.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
No problem. I sent it all in with the several hundreds of dollars of processing fees and knew it would take
Oh, I was going to say, it seems like it would take 3 months just to get all that crap together.
Well, that's before that. And knew it would take 3 to 6 months for them to process it. I was rejected. It turned out my initial application was returned because while I had attached a police certificate that proved I didn't have a criminal record, I hadn't attached fingerprints. Apparently, according to the DHS, the Australian police force is not yet advanced enough to have thought of prosecuting crimes and using fingerprints. The Americans therefore needed a set of prints just to make sure I hadn't gotten away with any crimes that had slipped past my homeland's investigation system, which consists mostly of shoving suspects against walls and yelling, "You call that a knife?" until someone confesses.
Now,
crocodile
Dungeon joke. Now, did he lose? I wonder if he lost $1,000 on that one. Do you get to put another thousand
sure
in the next
time? Again? I'm sure it's again. I'm sure you're sure you have to do it. Fine, do it again. Fingerprints attached this time. Now we advance to step two, the screw up. Now, this they use different terminology and it cracked, and I just want to make
that F up there, right?
Yeah. The time, 3 months. Cost, $100 to $1,000. When it comes to the American immigration process, there will always be a screw up.
Yeah.
Always. And this is where Americans don't get it. These people are even less beholden to you than, say, the Department of Motor Vehicles. The people that they're dealing with don't even have a vote. They're not considered real people.
Yep.
I mean, think about how you feel about non-citizens and realize that the bureaucrats deal with them on a regular basis. They're not even real people, so you don't have to give them even a modicum of service. The level of service you might get at the Department of Motor Vehicles or, you know, how it was at one point in your history, they don't get that. And his claim that there's always a screw-up is absolutely on target. There certainly have been some instances where there hasn't been a screw-up, but I'd say screw-ups are far more the majority than they are the minority. With this much paperwork, this many incomprehensible instructions of the DHS workforce that apparently
spends... hold on a second. He uses the term incomprehensible, and you made a great point that this guy speaks English, and he finds these incomprehensible. I can't even handle looking at a paragraph of legalese, let alone pages and pages and reams of, you know, documentation of what, as far as what they're demanding and in what order it needs to be put together and all of the minutia that they're looking for. It's got to be absolutely maddening.
It absolutely does. And the DHS workforce that apparently spends all its time arranging competitions about which immigrant hopeful sent in the funniest passport-sized photos. It's inevitable. But here's the important part. No matter who makes the mistake, it's up to you to solve it.
Yep.
In my case, the screw-up was performed by a border guard who forgot to take a piece of paper from my passport, which proved I left America after an earlier visit and hadn't overstayed my visa.
So they thought he was still there.
Yes. So this kind of thing is quite common. Once I figured, what does the border guard care? Does the border guard lose his job for not filing the proper pieces of paper?
No, this person
isn't even a citizen.
Right.
Who cares?
Well, right. Even if you could identify which border guard it was, which is likely not possible.
No, I couldn't tell you the names of any of the officers that stamped any of my passports going through any bureaucracy
they don't
in
leave
any
a trail.
Country I've ever been.
They don't leave a paper trail after you're done.
No,
if you,
it's a boom, boom, stamp, and that's it.
So
it doesn't have their name on
so
it.
So even if you could figure out which border guard it was that dropped the ball, he's not responsible for making a mistake. When bureaucrats F up, then that's just it. They just make a mistake, and it's no skin off their back.
Once I'd figured out what had happened, I frantically collected the mountain of paperwork to prove that I indeed returned to my country. Credit card records, work transcripts, plane ticket stubs, etc., only to find that the office in Kentucky that I sent my proof to would not confirm that it had received this proof for another 3 months. Note that this was not the waiting time to process the documents and decide whether you're adequate, but the waiting time for somebody to wander into the mailroom, pick up the envelope, and confirm that it is in fact there. Me? I never heard back from them. To this day, I'm not sure if they ever received the proof. The problem was either sorted out or the mistake itself was lost in the bureaucratic incompetence. I'll be suddenly deported 8 years from now. So, step three, the medical check. 2 to 3 weeks. This is a short one, huh? $1,000 for a medical check.
Wow.
When was the last time you've been to a doctor? What did it cost?
It's been a long time.
Once your application is
in. Physical doesn't cost that much, though.
Once your application is in and all the scripts are sorted out, it's time to start in on the medical check, a process that makes sure you're worthy to enter the sterile, disease-free, clean zone that is modern America. This check usually consists of a general exam, a chest x-ray for tuberculosis, and a blood test for STDs, and proof of past vaccinations.
We'll come back with more. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. One man's story of what it was like immigrating legally to the United States. And it sounds like it's just what we've heard. It's exactly spot on. More coming up.
Hey, America. How do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, free trial. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code, free trial.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there for free. Now, if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the sale. So normally that money would go into Amazon's pocket. Instead, they send it to us because we sent them the business. You're going to do your shopping anyway. You might as well do it through amazon.freetalklive.com to get the stuff that you're looking for and get it at a great price. In fact, I just bought a new screen, one of those little screen protectors for a new cell phone on Amazon, and I got a better price than I would have gotten on eBay from the Amazon guy. And you get great prices, great products, brand new, even used items at Amazon, and we get a cut. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue from crack.com, Mark, the five circles of immigration hell, as experienced by the man that was writing the article. Coming from Australia, he wanted to immigrate to the United States, began the process, and just give me a quick recap of the circles that we've been through so far and how long they took and how much it cost.
Well, circle one was the application. That's 3 to 6 months, $1,000. Circle two was the screw up. And that was 3 months and an additional $100 to $1,000. And he claims, and I believe that it's just entirely believe it's true, that there's a screw-up more often than there's not. He said every time, but I suspect more often than not is probably the best way to describe it. Now we're on to the medical check, which is $1,000. And this check usually consists of a general exam, a chest x-ray for tuberculosis, a blood test for STDs, and proof of vaccinations.
We're already up to almost $3,000 here.
Where do you get $1,000 for this general exam, chest x-ray, blood test? It probably has to be through their particular doctor,
right.
And it's just a sweet little deal.
Yeah, so we're already up to we're at step three, and we're already up to about $3,000. And doesn't it say on the Statue of Liberty to send poor people here? And,
yeah, your huddled masses yearning to be free.
I don't know about you, Mark, but most people I know don't really have $3,000 they can just toss around.
I'm sure that your grandparents didn't pay the equivalent of what $3,000 is now. Mm-mm. To get in the country.
No,
please
just
don't act like that's true.
It was just to get on the boat and get the hell over here.
Yeah,
really
you get on the boat, you drop off at Ellis Island for 3 days, they mess up your last name, and off you go, or whatever.
Anyway, let's continue the...
But one can't complain about that. The last thing America needs is the French wandering in with its plague rats and nesting in their suitcases. And, okay, there's the fact that they assume the doctors you have in your filthy koala-infested country have no idea what they're doing, so you can only be approved by one of the doctors in their exam.
Does that mean you have to – wait a minute. Does that mean you actually have to fly to the United States to get examined, or are there certain doctors in Australia that have the seal of approval?
It's one of their approved doctors.
Okay.
So it could very well be one of theirs, but I suspect you're already here or something. You've probably been
– maybe.
Some level of approval at that point. In fact, in my home state of 400,000 square miles and 1.5 million people, there was exactly one doctor deemed trustworthy, there you go, by the DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano to check me for disease. This means that the sole American-approved doctor, knowing he was a monopoly and you didn't have a choice, will charge several hundred dollars to listen to your chest and ask you a couple of health background questions.
And how long you have to wait to get in to see him, too. I mean, how backed up is he with people that want to immigrate?
I guess it doesn't really matter if it's all just such a sweet deal. He can charge whatever he wants. But you can never be too careful when it comes to disease, right? Well, the thing is, at the time I embarked on my medical check, I had already spent 3 months in America on a tourist visa, meaning that I didn't need to apply for a visa or do anything other than show up at LAX with a passport during those 3 months. So he was able to come to America
and
for 3 months.
And infect everybody.
Yeah. During those 3 months, I'd had ample opportunity to breathe the air, cough on people with my foreign disease-infested lungs.
It's so obvious.
And share used needles with schoolchildren while bleeding openly into the water supply.
It's so obvious it's just a scam. This guy is this is probably one of the best immigration stories I've heard.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Had I wanted to, I could have disappeared inside the borders and stayed in as an illegal, inflicting my unvaccinated self on the country for all time. And, you know, this is one of the things that the last vestiges of the people that will say, and it was for me, too, that we have to have some kind of immigration bureaucracy because of
also
the people
disease.
With disease and the people that are convicted of terrible crimes in their countries. Right. You have to have the immigration bureaucracy in order to keep those people out. But the fact is, those people can come anyway. Look, hey, wait a second, people. I've traveled to 13 countries. I'm a convicted murderer. I'm telling you that people, they don't check these things. Mm. Other countries didn't do it. I've been to major Western countries around the world. They took my little tourist dollars in Italy just fine. Mm. England, they did too. You know, I don't imagine that the United States of America, I know that Canada has rules against it, but you can get through. I did. I've been to Canada since I got thrown in jail and kicked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did a midnight insertion. Just whoosh, went right through.
All right. Give me more.
So, despite this, America is only interested in protecting her citizens from my foreign germs when I actually applied for a visa to immigrate legally. In other words, the socioeconomic class that can actually afford the time and money to pay for legal immigration process, the ones who are most likely to be healthy, vaccinated, and non-consumptive are the ones whose health and germs America worries about the most. Doesn't that make you feel safe? You know, it's an amazing indictment on this stupid bureaucracy that people think is protecting them in some way or another from the Mongol hordes or whatever it is they imagine.
Well, that's what George Bush and Barack Obama say. They say they're out there to keep you safe. They're out there to protect you. That must be what they're doing.
The interviews.
Nobody ever checks into these things. No, they just take their word for it. And why? They're too busy to look into the details about what immigration really means. They're too busy with their own lives, so they just.
And shouldn't they be? You know, the problem is they're interested in other people's lives and how it is that they come to live on this landmass and compete with their labor for their jobs or whatever is their claim. The interviews. Time, 4 to 6 weeks. Cost, $10,000 to $1,000. Since you've submitted your medical documents and waited around for another couple of weeks, you will advance to being interviewed face-to-face at the local American consulate in your home country. Hmm. Depending on the location of the consulate, this could mean a 10-minute drive or, more likely, a plane ride to another city. Or if you're like me and you are already an American tourist, you can simply go to a nearby office. Oh, no, wait. You need to fly out of America to the other side of the planet to meet with the Americans in Australia. But at least you'll have plenty of excitement when you get there.
Here's some hoops. Jump through them.
Yeah. Because being interviewed for an American immigration visa is a bit like a job interview. If job interviews scanned you at the doctor at the door for weapons, made you go up to a secret elevator flanked by two guards, confiscated your bag and cell phone, sat you in a high holding room clutching your bundle of documents until they called your name, and
how
then barked inappropriate intimate questions at you through the bulletproof glass. In other words, not unless you want to work for Apple. I don't know what that means.
Wow. even some of this is shocking to me, right? Can you imagine going through this and still thinking to yourself, yeah, it's the land of the free, this America place. I'm really
it's
excited
probably
about
you're in love
here.
With it. I'm just guessing that this guy was in love with some girl. I think that I saw that somewhere in the article.
Oh.
But, you know, I've read it all the way through, but I haven't come across it yet.
Got it.
Again. Once inside, you'll have to persuade the unsympathetic American consulate worker glaring at you from behind the thick glass that you're worthy to enter their country. Since I'd been staying in the U.S. for 3 months and only come back to Australia for this conversation, it mostly consisted of me trying to convince her that I had not, in fact, been radicalized by Al-Qaeda on the plane ride out of Los Angeles. She seemed skeptical. The good news was about this interview, though, is that it usually is the last step before you're actually physically allowed in the U.S., on an immigration visa, mm-hmm. But alas, it's not all over that easily. If you're immigrating to the U.S. because of marriage, like I was, there it is, you and your American partner get to have another interview once you get back in the States in order to prove that you're really in love. Before Whoa. This interview, I thought that proving love would be something either really inappropriate or really cool. Like maybe being interrogated by the lie-detecting English guy on the TV who would lean over the table and scream that this wasn't love and that I don't know what love was. But no, proving love the American immigration way is like everything else in the process, submitting paperwork, mostly about things mm-hmm. like joint leases and combined checking accounts. Romeo and Juliet would probably have failed this test because chances are they didn't possess a photocopy of their joint life insurance policy. I don't think I have one either. And I have a separate accounts too. Then there are wow. the questions in front of your new spouse under oath that you're asked if you have ever been involved in a series of common crimes like communism, war crimes, or sex trafficking. And in this type of environment, it's not really cool to answer, yeah, there was the one massacre I was working for Fidel Castro back in the 1970s, but I forgot to mention that in the application until now. Furthermore, in order to install all the new immigrants in a healthy brand of self-loathing that will render them docile, the interviewer then asks a set of questions which are impossible for anyone who is not Jesus to answer honestly.
There's more to this, yes?
Yes.
All right, we'll come back here. The remaining bits of the five circles of immigration hell. What's it really take to get here? And this guy's got it easy. He's got a marriage, so it's
and
harder
it's
for other people. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.